Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands, skies and waterways and pay our respects to all elders past and present. We pay our respects to the world's oldest continuing culture.
Hello everyone, my name is Pano Apostolou and this is a podcast from SBS Greek. Among the standout local herbs in Australia's female tennis is Greek-Australian rising star Talia Kokkinis. Kokkinis competed for last time at the Australian Open Junior Championships, which have been a strong barometer of future success on the professional tour. For Kokkinis, now 17 and turning 18 in August, the Junior Australian Open represents both an opportunity and a milestone. Speaking to SBS Greek, Talia was clear about her long-term ambitions. She talked about her first steps in tennis and her coaching team, and also how proud she is of her Greekness. We met Talia during the 2026 Australian Open at the Melbourne Park, and we had the following conversation.
So my name is Talia Kokkinis in Greek, and my grandparents are from different parts of Greece. My dad's dad is from the Peloponnese. My dad's mum is from Karpathos, like that little island. And then on my mum's side, northern Greece, like Ioannina, and even near Thessaloniki, so everywhere.
My understanding is that you have a second name, Archondoula?
Archondoula, yeah, that's my Greek name.
It's from your grandmother? Or
my grandma, yes.
Tennis, how did everything start? Did you see someone on the TV, so someone that you inspired from?
I started tennis in Brisbane because I was born in New South Wales, but I moved when I was two or three, so I don't really remember much. But I think my dad taught us and sort of showed us tennis. And I sort of, like, loved it straight away. But I did multiple sports as well, golf and swimming. So it was sort of like a three-sport thing. And I liked tennis the most. That was the one I had sort of, I don't know, I just had passion for it. And, you know, when you truly love something, you just choose it.
Yeah. How old are you now?
I'm 17, but I'll turn 18 in August.
Tell us a little bit about events, big events that you have attended so far. I mean, this is a massive event. How important is to participate in this type of event?
Yeah, super important. But I think it feels better now being my third year here. I played last year and the year before. But I would say now my main focus is the pro, like the women's. So this is probably going to be my last junior event. I'm not sure. I was sort of aiming more towards the women's, and I played more women's events than juniors.
Tell us a little bit about your coach or your team.
My dad taught me how to play. I would say he's my coach that brought me up. And then now we just have coach for when I'm in Melbourne, like a base. It could be when I'm in Spain, I try out an academy, so it's pretty like spontaneous with where I go. It's sort of like I work with a coach in Melbourne and then my dad back home, and then but they all sort of work on the same page, which is
cool. How well are you connected with your Greek culture? You know, you have friends. What does mean Greekness for you?
It means a lot to me, even though I can speak a little bit of Greek, which is okay. I'm on Duolingo sometimes when I get the chance, but it means a lot to me. I feel like it's a part of who I am, definitely, and I really embrace it. It's definitely a big part of me.
Tennis players that you admired while you're growing up, or even now?
I love Carlos Alcaraz. He's my, I would say, my idol right now. I, like, aspire to be a little bit like him, even though he's a man. But just taking what he does so well, like his heavy rip, his variety. Yeah, I would say he's, like, a
women?
Big inspiration. Women, I really loved Ash Barty. I loved her variety. I loved her game. I also like Mukova's variety, and I also really like Paolini as well.
And finally, your goals for this year. You told us that you might become pro, you know, by the end of the year, and what do you want to achieve?
I currently about 480, 490 WTA, so I would say my goal is to try and be inside the top 200 or at least close to that by the end of the year. But it's hard because I have a restriction, so I only have three tournaments left until I turn 18, so we sort of have to plan it out a bit, but I really enjoy playing the pro events.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It was an interview with Greek-Australian rising tennis star Talia Kokkinis.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.